This Sunday, hundreds of people will travel to the Kootenai Street Historic Neighborhood on the bench in Boise for a chance to tour historic homes. The annual Heritage Homes Tour is put on by the group Preservation Idaho. Dan Everhart is with the organization. He says the tour started about 15 years ago out of a need to raise money for the group. The tour has been to Harrison Boulevard, Warm Springs, and the North End, but never to the main part of the Boise bench. Everhart says this part of the bench is special, and it's a great place to tour historic homes.
Kootenai has a reputation, I think a well-deserved reputation, as the Harrison Boulevard of the bench. It has a beautiful collection of historic homes of all different types and styles in a fairly cohesive neighborhood. So Kootenai is a natural spot for a home tour, we think.
How old are the houses on Kootenai?
The oldest houses are farmhouses that were there built as the bench began to be irrigated farmland at the turn of the 20th century. So the oldest house on our tour dates from approximately 1905. The collection of houses along Kootenai, for the most part, grew up in the 1920s and 30s and then after World War II. And our houses run the gamut from that house built in 1905 all the way to a house built in 1960, which is when that part of the bench was pretty much built out. So we have everything in the 9 houses that people will tour on October 4th.
What's so special about the bench?
I think that the bench offers a perspective on the city that you don't see in the North End or the East End, the neighborhoods, the residential neighborhoods that grew up immediately around the Central Business District. And you see that because the bench was, for the first 100 years of the city's history, quite far outside of the city. You had to drive there. It was a place of gentlemen farmers and agriculture. And it has, of course, become a residential neighborhood now. And when you talk about the bench, there are lots of parts and pieces to the bench. But the bench is special because it feels different. It has larger lots and more widely spaced streets. You feel like you're in a different neighborhood. It is, I think, the uniqueness of the bench illustrates itself very well in the Kootenai Street neighborhood.
Is there a particular house that you can tell me about that you're looking at this time that's a favorite?
One of my favorite houses is the house owned by the Hunts, Dr. and Dr. Hunt. The house was built for an Idaho artist and photographer who specialized in capturing the Grand Tetons and was very much involved in the development of the Teton National Park. But he and his family lived in Boise throughout the fall, winter, and spring as his children attended school. And he designed for himself what can only be described as a fairy tale cottage. It's the best, maybe not the only, but the best example of what you might call a storybook style home in Boise, maybe in Idaho. The illustration for what he conceived the house to look like looks like something that Walt Disney would have drawn for Snow White. And when you find yourself at the front door, having walked through a very deep lot along a winding driveway, you find yourself wondering if Hansel and Gretel will open the door, or the witch they came to see, or who it might be that lives in this purposefully whimsical house. It's quite the experience.
And are tours like these important to a city to remind us about our past?
Well, I think that's easily argued. Historic places mean something to us as a community, and these tours offer the opportunity to see those places and to better appreciate them. And in a way, the more you appreciate a place of historic value, the more unwilling you might be to see that place go away. And of course, we're an advocacy organization, and we hope that our tours will also spark some little moment of rebellion in a person if they see or hear about something of value to them or the community being threatened with removal or demolition.
Preservation Idaho's Dan Everhart says his group is expecting to see 500 to 700 people take the self-guided walking tour of Boise's Kootenai neighborhood this Sunday.